Well, hello, Graz, and welcome back again to another episode of the Wisdom Podcast. Podcast. How is all getting on? Oh, fuck up at the start of that already. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, you get the message. Welcome. Hello. How are you all getting on? Hope you're all well. I'm doing fucking great, in case anyone noticed. Look at this, stretching out an introduction in 20 seconds. someone hasn't prepared. I know, I'm only messing. I have prepared. Prepared nothing. I have a few notes, but not many. Just said I'd see how you get on. I was in a giddy kind of mood. I'm after eating a quiche, well, half a quiche, and I don't know. Full of fucking excitement, even though I'm wrecked. Oh, it's early start today. Early whoring start today. The curse of Jesus Christ, top it, fuck. Oh. I can't even speak. I should just delete this already, shouldn't I? I should. But we'll carry on regardless. Again, same song as about 3 weeks ago, where I had the same trauma of a shite intro. And then, will I delete it? Will I not delete it? And then I carried on regardless, okay? So, brutal. Anyhow. So, yes, up early this morning, wrecked, right? I'm on the day shift this week. I was meant to start work yesterday. Had a lovely few days off for the bank holiday weekend. Had a couple of days left, so I got a saucy old week for myself. And I did bits and pieces around the house, obviously, as you do. There's all these little odd jobs you need to get done that you're just too lazy to fucking do when you come home from work on a regular day, like today. It's like, oh, I could go out and mow the lawn and do the hedge, but I've got the podcast to record. That's the excuse I'm using there. And the podcast. Who gives a fuck about it? Do you know, it's more my line. I should be out mowing the lawn. But anyway, it kind of drizzled, so the grass is wet. I'm not fucking mowing wet grass. Fuck that. Anyway, I took care of some jobs over the week I was off there. But yesterday, I had to miss work because on Monday, I was arrested. I was meant to be doing a fucking fence, right? We have a gammy old fence here and it's fucking fallen down this long time. It's still standing. I'm still standing. I shouldn't actually record it sort of in this form at all. This is just going to be me singing. I should do a musical episode. like South Park did. Oh, that's a fucking great idea, isn't it? Anyway, we'll go back to that. I was doing the fence, okay? It's bockety as fuck. It's there years. Painted with some sort of fence fucking, what you call it? Stainer, whatever the fuck it is, right? The stainer, like, it took me and Ma, I'd say, a solid fucking 2 days to paint. Like, we've so much fucking fence and paneling and, you know, kind of bullshit around the place, right? It took us 2 days to do this fucking fence. Pain in our holes. Pain in the hole, right? Getting it with midges out in the fucking road. Ah, just look, a load of bollocks. Did the fence, painted it, and I swear to God, 2 days later, the paint just fell off it. After all that effort and that hardship, I was just like, why did we even bother? So, we've been sitting there looking at this gammy fucking fence there for the past few years, just cursing it, right? And I thought, okay, I'm off. Bank holiday Monday. What better things could you be at when you're changing and taking out a fucking fence? So, I had some wire, right? In the shed, old chain link fence, perfect. I got it for nothing. The fucking, and it turned out it was the exact length I needed. I tell you, talk about a gift from fucking God. It's unbelievable. I got it. It was been dumped somewhere, right? And the person that was dumping said, "Do you want that?" I was like, "I will take that. Thank you very much. Might come in handy." That was 6-8 months ago. You know how you gather up shy going, you know, I might use that later. Like, this is why my room is so full of fucking nonsense, because I can't throw it out. Because everything either has sentimental value or it has that thought of, oh, I might be able to use that in the future. I'll hold on to that, right? But this time it fucking paid off. The wire that I took like 8 months ago, actually, I needed it for Monday. And like I said to you, turned out the perfect fucking length. The perfect length. The perfect length. Saved myself about 40 quid buying fucking wire. It was fucking genius, right? So, stakes are already in place. All I need to do is remove the panels, okay? It's easy enough. The first one I come to, not even a full panel, a half a panel of a fence, right? First one, right? Top two screws came out, no bother at all. Like a fucking Formula One fucking pit crew member. Right? Boom, boom, boom. There's two screws out, right? I only have two in the bottom to get out, right? Evil, rotten, dirty, scummy bastards. Just would not turn, no matter what Phillips head I put into the bastard and things, would not, just would not come out. So obviously, right, especially here in Ireland, probably all over the world really, but maybe especially because, you know, I'm who I am. I decided if that's not going to work, we'll just have to use the old fucking reliable ignorance and a hammer. So I leaned over the fence, okay, it was propped up still, these are the bottom two screws I need to take out, right, boom, right, hit the left hand side with the hammer, oh, came out clever and clean, perfect, couldn't be any easier. As I was saying to you, this fence is kind of fucked, so it just kind of broke through it, you know, it's kind of decaying, it's fucked, handy as fuck, right. Second side, swung ahead again, connected with the fence, and the fence went flying into me foot. I mean, it was like an Elon Musk fucking launching a fucking rocket to wherever the fuck he's rocking it. It's not the fucking space anyway, because you can't get out because there's a dome. Anyway, we covered that last week on Flat Earth. We're not going to do it again this week, right? All rocket launches are bullshit. Allegedly. Right? I hit this fucking fence with the hammer. Hits me right. You know where your leg intersects with your foot? You know, I think it's up around the metatarsal, right? Around that area. The fucking, what's the name of it? Instep. Somewhere around there. This fucking fence hit that at about 800 fucking miles an hour. And you know when you bang your elbow, right, on the humerus, the funny bone, which is the worst fucking most ironic name you can give anything because it's so painful. But if you ever hit that properly, you know that mad fucking sizzle you get up and down your arm and you're like, oh my god, I've broken everything in my elbow. That feeling, right? I had that, but in my foot, right, for about a minute and a half, right? It was okay. I fucking dealt with it. I just stood there. Tears in my eyes. Regretting ever picking up the hammer. And then it fucked off. The pain fucked off. I could feel everything again because I could knock the power out. I just couldn't feel anything in my foot. I think it just shut off for a minute. I hit the reset button on me on my foot. It's kind of just, I don't know, in no man's land for a minute. But anyway, it copped the fuck onto itself. And I was able to finish off doing the rest of the fence. Didn't give me any bother at all. Even brought the dog for a walk. Brought him for a good walk. Good long walk, right? Found a house I want to buy, actually. But we'll come back to that again some other time. Went exploring the house, actually. It's pretty fucking cool. Like, it's kind of run down, but at the same time, there's potential, right? And you can see where someone started working on it, but they never finished working on it because what really happened was, apparently, that person got left the house, okay? By this man, right? And I've had nothing but bad luck and hardship ever since I got the fucking house. And the person that got the house got very, very sick and ended up in hospital and stuff. And so that's a whole fucking thing that they're dealing with at the minute. And the house is kind of going to one side. So now this is going to sound mean, but I'm thinking maybe they want to get rid of it. They're thinking it's a bad omen. And maybe I'd like to buy it because down at the very back there's a fucking big long field, right? And I can already see if I'm going to have my fucking beehive over here, right? Haircut. Not an actual fucking beehive for honeys, right? And then down the very end is the river. The fucking river. Fishes everywhere. I can have fishes every day for dinner. Now, I'm not going to be pescatarian because fuck that for shite. But how handy is that? I think it has its own well. You know, so your own water, no fluoridation, any of that kind of nonsense in the fucking thing. I do, perfect. Look, I explored, came back from the walk, my leg was still working. Okay, I can't give too many details about where I go because I want this house and I don't want anyone else to take it on me, so I might delete that. Okay, so get back home, everything is grand, foot still working perfectly. I've actually even forgotten about smacking myself on the fucking foot. I'm just more embarrassed that I just, you know, stupidly enough, had to use the hammer. Sat down. Ma had dinner ready. Good woman, Ma. Fucking savage. Turkey stuffing. Oh my god, unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. But apparently, according to Ma, right, there was too much parsley in the stuffing and she wasn't too happy with it. She didn't make the stuffing per se, right? She bought it, but she added like sausage meat to it. Delicious. But she thought it was too much parsley. And I said to her the next time, you should tell them to be what? Be a bit more sparsely with it. I've fucking ruined that. Believe me, at the time, I said it in a funnier way than that, right? Sparsely with parsley, sparsely, right? Mad didn't laugh either. So, Jesus Christ, the amount of fucking midges out there. Wow, millions. I don't know why they're all floating around. I'm going to go out there with a can of fucking fly spray and kill the cunts. Anyway, sat down, ate my dinner. Fucking unbelievable. And then I went to get up and couldn't fucking move my leg. My foot, my leg, the whole lot of it was after just shutting down. It shut down. It was like when I hit the reset button, there was like a some sort of a patch, you know, like a download that you needed to get, right? It downloaded it, right? And it was downloading in the background for the last 3 hours when I was going for a walk and finishing off the fence and all that kind of stuff. And when I sat down to eat dinner, it decided to install the fucking update in my leg and it all fucking crashed. It froze. I couldn't fucking move anything. Couldn't feel my foot, couldn't feel my toes. Did you ever think your leg was ever taking a stroke? It's just that kind of bullshit. And me knowing full well, I have to be in work early the next day. Like in early. And here, how's this leg going to cop onto itself? So, sat there, I say, for 6 or 7 hours of just agony. Now, because I'm not one for taking painkillers or anything like that. I just would not. Fuck them. I'll do without it. I'd rather enjoy the fucking pain. But this time was a bit too much. It's fucking Jesus Christ, I'm so sore. Like, if I hit myself in the ankle or fucking the foot or whatever, okay, I expect that to be sore. Okay, that can be sore. But why is the rest of the leg sore? How the fuck is all this shit connected? It's, anyway, I'm not a biologist. I don't know. All I know is hurt. So I took 2 Nurofen and it kind of fucked off a little bit, right? So I went up to my room, started lying on the bed for an hour or two, right? Then I had to get up, get a cup of tea, check the fire, blah, blah, blah. I just couldn't fucking walk and it was just, couldn't feel anything. It was, I don't know what the fuck was going on. Got to the point where I had to, when I eventually got down to the kitchen, I had to use the old fucking, you know where you get the sweeping brush, turn it upside down and stick it under your fucking armpit like a fucking crutch. That's what I ended up doing for the fucking evening. So, suffice it to say, couldn't go to work. Had to text all the boys and say, look, I won't be in because I'm a gimp. An actual gimp. Well, one part of me is a gimp. And, I swear to God, it was a nightmare. And then the next day, around 1 o'clock, after, I wouldn't mind, right? Off the next day, obviously, I'm not going to go to work. I still had to set a fucking alarm to see, would my leg work so I possibly could go to work? And then if it didn't work, I had to text people to say that I wouldn't be in. Bullshit. So I still had to get up early, couldn't even enjoy the night off. To get me leg. So, sitting home, don't know what I'm going to do. Is my leg broke? I have no fucking idea. What's after happening? How could this all go so fucking tits up on me? Ma, please explain to me, right? She had no answers. I had no answers. So I decided to make more tea, right? This is like my 5th cup of tea on the fucking Monday. And I swear to God, like that, my leg just came back better, normal. I don't know what it was. Well, actually, I kind of do know what it was. If I let you in on a little secret, right? When I was outside doing the fence, everything was going kind of hard, and I got really annoyed and I was like, God, why in the name of fuck are you allowing this shit to happen, right? Not just here in the garden with me putting on the fence, but in the world, you know, as a whole. There's an awful lot of evil shit going on. God, why the fuck aren't you helping, right? So then I kind of give out to him a little bit, and then obviously I give out to Satan because he's a wanker, alright, just in general, okay? And I kind of thought afterwards, probably shouldn't have given out to God, really, do you know? Who the fuck am I? I don't know his plan. He fucking made me. I have no idea. He's the one that knows all the stuff. Why am I doubting him? Shouldn't have given out. And just, you know, next day, kind of said, sorry about that, God. Genuinely, it is like I just kind of shouldn't have given out about you. And I'm putting, I look, could be all mental, could all be in my head. But my legs started working fairly soon after that. And before that, I was fucked. So, I don't know. I'd kind of rather hope it's a coincidence, because if it's not a coincidence, he's fucking listening. Poor. He better not listen to half of these podcasts. But he made me. He gave me this sense of humour, so kind of technically, you know, if I'm going down, so is he. me threatening, but poor Hoor. Sorry about that, God. But, I have a little breather there for a second. I probably should have waited and pressed play or record when I was finished my little breather. Anyway, who cares? I'm tired. I'm just trying to think, was there anything fucking much else I did? Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ, I was going for a fucking walk, actually. Oh, this now. You know when you try to multitask? Because you think it's a fucking great idea. Look, basically, my idea was, add these chicken skewers and noodles to put down, okay? Took about 40 minutes. They were going to be delicious, right? So I decided, right, if I put these skewers down now, right, bring the dog for a strut. This is, you know, when I could walk. but bring the dog for a strut. I'll have his walk in and back, and the skewers will be fucking perfectly ready, right? I can walk. I know the distance. I know exactly where I can go. That'll be about 35 minutes. It's fucking spot on, so this, right? So the stuff will be lovely and done when I get home, rather than having to put it down in mouth water and thinking about these skewers. Anyway, I said this is what I was going to do. Fuck down the skewers, right? It's, you know, open the fucking film lid, right? It fucking put the bit of tin. Why am I telling you all this shit? Put down the fucking chicken skewers. Decided to go for a quick strut. Went out to the road, right? A fucking neighbour up there doesn't shut the fuck up. A real chatty caddy, right? And just can't shut the fuck up. He can't get by the fucking house without the hoover been out at all. Everything he does, he's a massive field at the fucking back of the house where he can do all his shit. Instead of that, he does all his shit on the fucking road, right? He even had to go get surgery or some bullshit done to him there last week, okay? He's now, right, now, okay, hold on 1 second. His backyard, right, he has a lovely kind of a hedge, nice and private area, right, in the back, at the directly the back of the house, okay? Perfect. Little fucking seating area, coffee, whatever the fuck, parasol, all that kind of shit, okay? Hedge, privacy, security, beautiful, right, whatever. Where the fuck, right, after his surgery, do you think this... I won't call him names. But where do you think he sits instead of sitting out there now that he can't fucking work out on the road and prick around doing stuff? Sitting right beside the wall, looking out. So even resting the bastards outside. Get in. I don't understand. Anyway. I don't mind talking to the poor and all that kind of shit, but I just want to go for my walk. Do you know what I mean? I've chicken skewers on. I've 40 minutes to get walking. I don't have enough time to get this walk in fully and talk to you, right? That's the dilemma I'm in, so I'm not going to the left. Outside me gate. I'm not going up that way. Just can't chance it, right? Look to the right. Here's another neighbour. Fixing a fucking fence himself, so he was. He's the one to put it in my head. He was putting up a wire because his old wooden fence was falling down. Oh, geez, he did put it in my head. But I seen him up there. And I was like, if I go that way, he's going to be chatting me. And I don't mind chatting him. He's actually a funny fucking bastard. But as I said, 40 minutes, chicken skewers. What the fuck am I going to fucking do, right? So, all I could think of was go out in the field in front of me. Now, the field in front of me is owned by the farmer off down the road. But he's up a hill, round a bend. He can't see me. Do you know what I mean? He's not the neighbour at the top of the hill. He's not the fucking neighbour fixing the fence at the other side of the fucking hill. I'm fairly safe going out there. Cuts out all that bullshit. Don't have to talk to fucking anyone. Out into the field, go for a walk, come back in. Chicken skewers, nom 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 nom. Noodles, nom 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 nom. Right? Genius plan. Walk over to the gate. Go to climb across. The curse of fuck if he isn't out in the fucking field beside it. And he's looking over at me. And I didn't ask for permission to walk. I don't think he'd give a fuck. It's a massive field. I'm a little person. He's not going to care. Anyway. I had to pretend. Because I'm such a mental case. I had to pretend. I took my phone out. I pretended I was trying to take a picture of a fucking rainbow. That was landing on a house. In the distance. Now look at Jesus. There was one fucking there. Right? It was happening. It was all I could see in front of me. I said, okay, just pretend you're taking a picture. Take a photo. He won't think you're trying to get into his field. Roaming around the place. Right? Next thing he comes out of the field. Gets on his bicycle. And instead of cycling back up over the hill and round the bend where he goes home to his home house, he decides to fucking cycle down towards me. All the while, I have chicken skewers on. 40 minutes, I need to get back in, right? This is 5 minutes, okay? We're 5 minutes in here, okay? Because I've checked left, I've checked right. Okay, 5 minutes, okay? He comes down, I'm like, what am I going to fucking do? Pulls up on the bike, obviously... Not going to chastise me, but you know, probably wondering why is this fella standing in my fucking gate, blah, 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 blah. I explained to him that I was fucking taking a picture of this rainbow. I know he's kind of into photography, and if the hoor doesn't hit me back with, well, Jesus Christ, isn't that mad? He goes, I was literally out in my own field there yesterday. I'm watching a rainbow landing on top of this cunt I hate's house. I shall not name her. bitch face. Rainbow was landing in her house, and he decided he was going to take a picture of it. All right, and now, I might have said... Because this all goes back to a thing we had with a road, okay, a while back. We're trying to get it fixed. I'm not going to get into it. Even though I really want to. Anyway, suffice it to say, we're going to get a road fixed. She interfered. There was some shady fucking bullshit. A couple of wankers were involved. It turned out that the road wasn't going to get done. But oddly enough, the people that agreed to not getting the road done also got their own yards tarmacked and fresh walls pop all around their houses. And it all had to do with a firm... that deals a bit concrete they are near me. Let's be fairly vague. Anyway, I'm only putting two together. Allegedly, it's all coincidence. I didn't connect anything there. Look, the rainbow basically was falling in her house and she's a cunt. And I turned around to him and said, Jesus Christ, Nash Hawkins. And usually it's a fucking... it's a leprechaun and a... Usually it's a leprechaun and a pot of gold, you see, at the end of some rainbows. And I said, if you checked at the end of that rainbow, you see it's a leper and a pot of AIDS. Now, I only find it funny because I hate the bitch. He doesn't really hate her, but he's not a massive fan of her. But at the same time, likes her enough to take a photo of her fucking house with a rainbow landing on and fucking sending it to her. Me getting real bitchy. She fucked us over. Anyway, look, forget about it. He bought that. That's kind of what I was doing. I ended up taking a picture of the rainbow thing. He explained to me about his rainbow story. Next, all of a sudden, he was telling me about his knee. Had to get a knee replacement. I have a great time for this man. Don't mind him at all, right? But I have chicken fucking skewers in the oven that need to be cooked in 40 minutes and eaten. And here I am, 20 minutes into me fucking Jesus walk, literally, which is 10 yards out from the front door. Calm down. Chatting to this fella. And he kept chatting. Knee replacement, blah, blah, blah. Right, it got to the point where this was half an hour. He said he'd go on about his cycle and then he'd fucking tip back home. And I said, "Grand, no bother at all. I may go and check dinner." I put the dinner down, thinking to fit a walk in, giving you the rubber dub anyway. Went back in, thought to myself, "Right, this dog isn't gonna get a fucking walk. It's kind of getting dark now. How am I gonna fucking manage this? And the fucking dinner's ready now, and I'm after cooking and I'm hungry and I want to eat the fucking thing, so I'm not gonna go for a walk now. I want to eat the fucking dinner." Went in, turned off the oven, left the dog outside drinking a drop of water, took the chicken out of the fucking oven. I'm going to eat one of them. Just eat one. Stone cold. It never cooked. Whatever happened in the 40 minutes I was fucking out there talking shit, it never fucking cooked. How does it not cook? Like, I know tinfoil kind of stops the top of shit burning and kind of does lower the temperature. But at the same fucking time, wouldn't you imagine the bastard everything would be nearly there or thereabouts, but it wasn't. So, redemption for the walk, because now this needs another half an hour at least. So I have to go for a fucking walk now. This is bullshit, right? So, back in the oven. Put it on the same exact fucking temperature, right? Giving it 20 minutes. 20 minutes for a walk. Back in. Surely to fuck, this is going to be fucking done then. Surely to Jesus Christ, right? Out across the road. Look left, look right. Near person around the bitch. Your man on the bike. Don't know where he is, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going out into that field. Right? Into the field. Over the gate. Open the gate for Ori. He come in. Up we go. Through the field. Doodle-doodle-doo. Back to the house. Put it this way. When I open the oven, that was set at the exact same temperature for less time, and the other time it wasn't even cooked. Anyway, if you don't want to have a traditional burial or funeral, then you can call over to my house, because apparently now and evidently I have experience in cremating stuff. Fucking ruined my fucking dinner. I just need to stop being odd. And I need to stop being real honest with people. Don't stop me and talk to me. I have business to fucking attend to. That's the lesson to learn there. And I could have done it. So I just said, "Look, sorry, man. I'm going for a walk with this dog. Food in there. Good luck. Glad the knee's working. Excellent. Thanks very much. Bye." That's what I should have done. Didn't do it. Came back. Gammy at least got walking, I suppose, the dog. Still. Fucking, just that pissed you fucking off, wouldn't it? And the only thing that fucking cheered me up, really, because in fairness, now, I've fucking seen this a million times, but I looked at it anyway. On the packaging, because we get in this butcher's, oh my god, best butcher's in the fucking world. Oh, anyway, I'm keeping, that's my secret, because I'm not telling any of you, because I don't want you to buy all my steaks. They're my steaks. Oh, you should have seen me. I was like shaking a fist and everything, looking out, man, they're my steaks. But someone needs to reprint his instructions that he has on the fucking thing for cooking, because look, I don't know if they understand what decimal places are and what fucking what zeros are or whatever, but like on the packaging it says to cook, take off the, remove the film lid, blah blah blah, cover with a bit of tin foil and cook in an oven at 1800 degrees. It's obviously it's meant to be 180 degrees Celsius, but I didn't have it cooking for 500 minutes. 500 minutes at 1800 degrees. Can you imagine what come out with that? A pure ash. Oh, I don't even remember. My oven can't even do that. I think it's to 220 and that's about it. How would you make it fucking warmer? How would you... Unless I turn the oven on inside a microwave with the heating on and the range going and an electric blanket wrapped around it. How quick would your food cook then? Fuck. Throw an air fryer in the middle of it as well. One with like a digital thing though. Fuck those analog yokes. Oh, anyway. Oh, and then, right. Went down to the village. Had to get... needed to use me fucking lawnmower, right? So I had to get some petroleums for it. And went down. Walked in. Look at me. Giving you every step of the way. I got into the car. I put the keys in the ignition. Fuck's sake. Went down to the shop, have a little fucking yoki, little rum, little 5 litre drum, right, to get fucking petrol. Went in, because they're the type of cunts that don't trust you to leave the petrol on, right? So you have to go in and ask them, can you turn the petrol on for me, please? Anyway, went in, queued up to ask them to turn on the fucking petrol, to go back out to fill it, to come back into queue again. This, anyway, let's not fucking get me started. Went back out, right? The work, girl that works there, lovely devil, right? Turn on the thing for me, he's like, thank you very much, not the only thing you're turning on. Hey! And I went out and filled my petrol into my little can, right? But now this is going to sound stupid, and I know it's stupid, and I figured out the answer to it afterwards. But when I finished filling the fucking thing, I realised that I was after working some sort of magic sorcery, some sort of fucking wizardry bullshit, kind of like Harry Potter, but with more, I don't know, arousal. I managed to fit 6.2 litres into a 5 litre drum. Magic, to the point where I was walking in, I was like, oh, better check actually how much that fucking went, because I don't look at the price of that bullshit, I just fucking wouldn't pay for it, right? But I said, because there's such a dopes in there, well, they're not dopes, they're getting made now, I shouldn't say that. But look, I said, run back and check the fucking price of the thing. The price of the thing said 10.02, lovely job, go back in. That's when I noticed the 6.2 litres of fucking stuff in a 5 litre drum. Checked it twice, to the point where an old fella in the car was looking at me smiling, because I was looking at the drum, holding up, looking at the screen of the yoke, holding back up the drum going, what the fuck, how did I manage to do this? I like, look for a puddle, see could I walk on water, and I could, but it is. Miracles I was performing, how do you do that? So, went in, anyway. Actually, hold on. The reason, obviously, that I fitted fucking... You probably all know. I'm explaining this now, and you're going to go, yes, we understand that, you fucking dope. There's a line that fills 5 litres, but you have to... There's a little space for gases and all that kind of stuff, but I decided to fill up all that space with pure petrol. That's how I got 6 litres into 5 litres. But at the same time, right, I didn't realise that at the time. I realised that when I came home. So I marched into the shop and I went down because I was like, going, how the fuck is that? Someone's rigging the pumps, man. This is bullshit. And I got 6 litres of milk out of the fridge. And I stood it side by side with the little fucking can of petrol. I went, nah, no way. You can't fit 6 litres of milk in this. I definitely ain't fucking fitting 6 litres of fucking petrol in it. This is bullshit. But I'm such a fucking egot. And she's like, you know, what's the difference in price? An extra one fucking 73, who gives a shit? I'm not going to say that into the shop, but I did leave the milk out. I never put it back in the fridge. Oh, so spiteful. So a man. And yeah, we did paid for the fucking stuff for the petrol, and I also needed dog nuts, so I said, can you take for a bag of those dog nuts and I'll fucking come back in and get them in a second. Well, I was like, no bother at all, accommodating devil, thank you very much. I went with the petrol, still kind of unconvinced, thinking I'm after getting ripped off, but you know, obviously I figured it out afterwards. Okay, mama, you told me. So I didn't figure anything out. Besides the point. So I went back in, actually, hold on. So I went back in and went to get the bag of dog nuts. Now, turns out, when I went back in, obviously, I didn't see this because I was walking towards my car and some absolute MILF had walked in unbeknownst to me, okay? So when I went back in, I just seen this divil in the corner getting her old children's allowance. And I was like, look at this. And the dog nuts are in around that area where the fucking little post office part is, right? Don't give too much detail away there, Francis. Anyway. Excuse me. So, now, bear in mind, these bags of dog nuts, I think they're 15 kg, right? You know, it's not really much, right? You know? It's almost too little to carry in two of my arms. Which is all of my arms. So it's too light to carry with two arms. Not too light, but anyway. Too light to carry with fucking two arms, but slightly too heavy to carry with one arm, if you get me. I think, you know, at full stretch or whatever, just, you know, it's a little awkward. So there's obviously Hottie Mac fucking gee bag in the corner there, so I'm not picking it up with two hands looking like a pussy. I decided mentally to one arm the bag of dog nuts out the door. Right, but you know yourself when something's too heavy for you, you like, you lean to compensate. Actually, girl at work told me two of the best jokes ever, right? Fucking genius. I think they're fucking unreal. Okay, what do you call a woman with one leg shorter than the other? Eileen. What do you call a woman with two legs the same size, same length? Noeline. Absolute genius. Absolute genius. I love it. So anyway, I was carrying this fuck well, carrying, we use that term loosely. I was holding on for dear life to this bag of dog nuts with one hand and leaning over. Like, do you ever see those fucking homeless meth heads over like in fucking California or LA somewhere? That's, you know, and they're all hunched over, fucking skagged off their brain. That's the kind of impression I was trying to zombie this bag of dog nuts. Like, to the point where I was thinking, it could be just as handy to get to the fucking door and shot put the fucking thing into the car, you know, spin, spin, spinning, and release, and hope it fucking lands towards the booted car. But you can't do that. Hottie McFucking Titterson, she's in the queue. She needs to see me being all masculine, right, and manly and shit. So I fucking... You know, try my best. I get there, I grip the fucking thing, I do not let go. I'm holding on to this for dear life. This is like someone, a relative, hanging off a cliff and you're holding on to their arm. I am not letting go. Your arm will come out of the fucking socket before I let go. That's how I was treating this bag of dog nuts, right? We're getting to the fucking car, you are not touching the fucking ground until we get to the boot, right? Managed to get to the boot, right? Open the boot. But when I let down the dog nuts, like, do you ever grip something so hard and for so long that when you actually let go, you came. I know. Nobody listen. Only listen. Did you ever hold on to something for like that amount of time, like that strenuously? That when you do release it, your hand stays in that claw fucking, you know, that claw shape. It won't release. You can't straighten up your fingers. You know? Maybe just me. Could be just me. I don't know. But anyway, it hurt like fuck, and I managed to get the fucking nuts into the boot, close the boot, into the car. I did have to drive home with a claw now, and I wouldn't recommend it, but do you know what I mean? Like, what a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. Showing off for no reason. That woman didn't even know I was in the shop. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely no fucking reason for it at all. She was a saucy yolk, though. I have to say. And I'll tell you what drew my attention, actually. She's down there getting her children's allowance, obviously, right? And the woman that works in that part, that post office bit, she's always promoting, oh, do you want to do this here in the post office? Do you want to do that here in the post office? It'll keep me open, blah, you'll be saving jobs. And you're kind of like, well, actually, you're one person that could do without a fucking job, yeah, nosy old divil. Look at me, I've been all fucking, just in case anyone ever gets leaked, or this ever gets leaked anywhere that I live, I don't want to insult everyone, but know this. If you're working, do the fucking job you're meant to be doing, right? Don't be off behind the counter eating fucking sandwiches and fucking talking shite to other customers. You're working over here in the post office. Work in the post office, right? In your spare time or when you finish, then go prick around the deli counter. Hold on. Right? Anyway, that's besides the point. She was asking her one, did you want to pay for her TV license? And all I heard was your one saying, ha, I'll never be paying for that yoke again. That should have told her he's only an old cunt. Bro, Ryan Tubery's getting blamed for a TV license now. But do you ever just see someone, right, when they were giving out, right, but they look really hot? Like, they look like they could be hot when they're angry. Do you know that type of a person? I'm sure you do, right? I've known a couple. The ones you go out of your way to just vex so you can see that sexy angry face. You know, that kind of a fucking asking for trouble. That's what you're doing. Literally. But it's class, because you know whether you're in the good books or the bad books, you know, she's always looking well, you know. How many times do you try to get to end an argument by saying, do you want to finish this off in the boudoir, you contrary looking ride? Now I'm sure 9 times out of 10 that's not going to work. In fact, definitely 1 time out of 10 didn't work. I might have only ever got to ask that question once and learned my lesson, but and in fairness, I didn't put it as politely as that. I used other words. But, if it does ever work, though, I'm telling you, if it does ever work, and you're married or going out with that person that looks fucking unreal when they're pissed off, and it does work, you can thank me. So you can. I used to hop an old, what you call one of them things, an old Cash App or York or a Revolut or something for the podcast. And you can send in a few pounds for me, you know, teaching how to end an argument with a ride. With a ride. Riding a ride. Any other old things to talk about? I don't really, to be honest with you. What do I have left? Oh, hair update. I'm giving out hair updates, see how everything is getting on. I'll fucking tell you, right? Seems to be working. Got this new shampoo, remember? I think I mentioned this there a while ago. But it's meant to, like, you know, fucking do shit to your hair. Cleans the scalp and all this kind of mad shit, right? Like, promotes growth and thickness of hair and what have you. And, I don't know, I was kind of skeptical, right? Kind of skeptical there for a while because I didn't know if it was kind of doing much. But, a couple of nights ago, had done it. No hush, when I ran my hand through my old hair, you could actually feel the hair. Because my hair was so light before this. I don't know, it felt like fucking, I don't know, silky fucking cobwebs or some bullshit. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. Where now you're actually feeling hair. Like, oh, Jesus, what a nice little fucking head of hair in you. And someone fucking said it to me today. He said, what did you do to your hair? I said, I didn't do fucking nothing to my fucking hair. They're going, Jesus, looking real full, real thick. And he's like, going, that's because of the new shampoo. He was a bit of Jesus. Imagine. So it's working. It's actually magic. It's fucking working. More body, more volume, more thick. I might start shampooing me Mickey with. Oh, that's not a bad idea. Let's see if I fucking give you some updates on that. Cut to a week's time going, do not use it on your penis. It has withered away. Oh, well, look, if this is the fucking path we're going to go down now, me talking this kind of shite, I think it's time for me to go because I'll only keep blathering on and it's just a fucking hoot to end this podcast on a note about me Mickey. But anyway, it's unfortunate. But look, what can you do, right? You win some, you lose some, and we live it where it is. Give me trousers. Good luck. I would love you to live yous. Mind yourselves, look after yourselves, be good to yourselves. And sure, look, I'll talk to you all fucking next week again, please God. And yeah, good luck.
Bye-bye.